coming up on 10 o'clock again in the Normal. Free Range with Grant will be back in 2 weeks' time. Next week it's Roman Radio in that Thursday 8 till 10 slot here, 93.5 FM. I hope you're enjoying the music tonight. Grant's provided us with a pretty broad selection, and it was nice to hear some Gil Scott Heron. Back to the music, Kenny Cole Radio.
peace and joy and anxiety goes out of the system. And the human instinct can actually calm us down and make our lives much happier and much more complete.
Theory of everything seemed to be just over the horizon. How has the situation changed since then? Are we any closer to our goal? As will be described in this book, we have advanced a long way since then. But it's an ongoing.
Playing with this bow and arrow, gonna give my heart away. years, radiation will carry positive energy away from the black hole. The negative energy particles falling in force the black hole to lose mass and will evaporate slowly.
Coming up, we got a new show coming up at 12 o'clock tonight.
Next week,
check it. The Normal, it's on now, it's rolling. It's 10 past 10. Okay, this is by some Russian girl. We don't know who it's by. We do know who it's by. New Age. All right, we'll keep going till 12. The Normal, Cooney Cop Radio.
Humans are clever. Our cleverness and our ability to design and use tools have led to our increasing domination over the planet on which we live, though ultimately, as most of us realize, we cannot control or regulate it. As humans have developed more and more sophisticated ideas, more and more sophisticated mechanisms, we've improved our lives in a multitude of ways. But nearly all technologies are increasingly threatening. The achievements we rightly celebrate could also be bringing us closer to our own destruction and the demise of many species of animals and plants that share the planet with us. Present a thematic history of human inventiveness and an account of its positive and negative aspects. By way of introduction, I start with stone. Stones are what separate us from all other creatures. The earliest stone implements fashioned by hominids are perhaps more than 2 million years old. A flint, fractured by chance in the right place, and others more deliberately worked into sharpened stones with a hard-cutting edge, gave humans their unique power and led ultimately to their domination over the planet. control its environment, even to the point of modifying the evolution of its own species, stemmed essentially from the development of the stone hand axe. With the worked edge of this implement, our hominid ancestors could defresh the bones of animals they scavenged, and, when they were lucky, even occasionally kill their prey. Attach a sharp stone to the end of a stout piece of wood, and you can hugely increase the speed, force, effectiveness and safety with which the axe can be wielded. Fix a stone sharpened with a deadly edge to the end of a carefully weighted stick, and you have a weapon, a dart, an arrow or a spear that can be lethal at a considerable distance. At first glance, an atlatl hardly looks like a major development. Yet this rather unprepossessing object gave humans even greater power over their environment.
You're listening to the Normal Scooney Cob Radio. Just checking in, half an hour gone. We're going for 2 hours. Rolling tight, 65. Alright. CJOY. verging on full house here at Cootie Corp Radio, CJLY.net, the website. Check it out. Cootie Corp Radio is cooperative. Normal Cooney Court Radio. Tomorrow in the studio, Ben at the helm, 93.5 FM.
So I'm not the scabby.
You read the cover,
by the way, I'm not a motion.
Good for nothing.
So I'm not the scabby.
One love.
Never go, never go, never go.
Brothers and sisters, target, Messiah. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men.
I wanna see your lighters in the air.
How the behaviour of the vast universe can be understood in terms of its history in imaginary time, which is a tiny, slightly flattened sphere. It is like Hamlet's nutshell. Yet this nut encodes everything that happens in real time. So Hamlet was quite right. We could be bounded in a nutshell and still count ourselves kings of infinite.
We'll be right back. Incoming message.
If the milk turns out to be sour, I ain't the kind of pussy to drink it.
My selector, man. As we rinse them left, right, middle, and center.
Scream, rock out, wind up your body.
band, Scooter Cop Radio. That's the end of that song. I didn't even realise. Never mind. I was just watching something else entirely. Never mind. All right, we'll put a tune on and away we go. Until midnight with a Normal.
wanted to control the future, or at least to predict what will happen. That's why astrology is so popular. Astrology claims that events on Earth are related to the motions of the planets across the sky.
Cog Radio, the Normal until 12. Half an hour left.
Knowledge blast. Up the bar, break a sweat. Work for rent. Work for rent.
Won't you set me up? Set me up.
There's only 20 minutes left of the Normal. Where does the time go? I don't know. It's Cooney Co-op Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. 107.5 FM out of the Slocan Valley, Crescent Valley. Catch us on the internet, CooneyCoopRadio.com. Everywhere you catch us, RadioForAll.net is the website. We log all of our shows. All right, 20 minutes. Let's roll it.
When you're broken, when you're broken.
Such as personal relations may become intense, or you will have a financially rewarding opportunity, but never be proved wrong. But the real reason most scientists don't believe in astrology is not scientific evidence or lack of it, but because it's not consistent with other theories that have been tested by experiment. When Copernicus and Galileo discovered that the planets orbit the sun rather than the Earth, and Newton discovered the laws that govern their motion, astrology became extremely implausible.
soul straight. Chest and increase your pulse rate.
Sounds of the
biology would have us believe. There is no more experimental evidence for some of the theories described in this book than there is for astrology, but we believe them because they're consistent with theories that have survived testing. The success of Newton's laws and other physical theories led to the idea of scientific determinism, which was first expressed at the beginning of the 19th century by the French scientist, the Marquis de Laplace. Laplace suggested that if we knew the positions and velocities of all the particles in the universe at one time, the laws of physics should allow us to predict what the state of the universe would be at any other time, in the past or in the future. In other words, if scientific determinism holds, we should in principle be able to predict the future and wouldn't need astrology. Of course, in practice, even something as simple as Newton's theory of gravity produces equations that we can't solve exactly for more than two particles. Furthermore, the equations often have a property known as chaos, so that a small change in position or velocity at one time can lead to completely different behavior at later times. As those who've seen Jurassic Park know, a tiny disturbance in one place can cause a major change in another. A butterfly flapping its wings in Tokyo can cause rain in New York Central Park. And the trouble is, the sequence of events is not repeatable. The next time the butterfly flaps its wings, a host of other factors will be different and will also influence the weather. That's why weather forecasts are so unreliable. Thus, although in principle the laws of quantum electrodynamics should allow us to calculate everything in chemistry and biology, we've not had much success in predicting human behavior in mathematical equations. Nevertheless, despite these practical difficulties,